You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. There are, and this is a good cliche, a helpful one, it is safe to say there are a lot of unknowns in business. But one thing we do know, study after study shows that companies with a good mix of gender, race, and ethnicity benefit in the bottom line. But what about local education systems that don't produce enough qualified candidates? That is a known problem in Minnesota, where the population is becoming more diverse, but only about a quarter of African Americans and Latinos have college degrees, compared to more than half of white adults. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WIPR, Amy Scott reports on one effort to close the gap.
Shayla Thacker had a rough start at the University of Minnesota. They were the usual freshman adjustments, living away from home for the first time, the workload.
And then in the classes, there's not too many students that kind of fit my profile.
By profile, she means
an African-American student that are first-generation college students from single-parent households that are below the poverty line, that profile.
But Thacker had one big advantage. She was part of a scholarship program aimed at reshaping Minnesota's workforce. Along with $4,000 a year for school, she was paired up with a professional advisor to help get her through college.
Having those check-ins with my advisor, I knew that, wow, I really have someone that is like invested and really cares about my success. She went above and beyond to make sure I stayed in school.
The program is called Wallen Education Partners. It was created more than 20 years ago by the late Winston Wallen, a businessman who'd made his name at Pillsbury. Steve Lewis is an economist and chairman of the board.
It was obvious to Win that there was a demographic problem coming for the workforce.
Lewis says what Wallen saw coming was that the numbers of Black, Latino, and immigrant students in the state were growing, and too many of those students were living in poverty and not making it through school.
We're going to have a major deficit of college and university-trained people if we don't do something about the high school and college completion rates for the current demographic of students.
To qualify for the Wallen Scholarship, high school seniors in the Twin Cities need at least a B average and a 19 out of 36 on the ACT. Their families have to earn less than $75,000 a year, though the average is less than $25,000. And this is key. Unless they choose one of the country's historically Black colleges, they have to go to college in Minnesota or one of its neighboring states. Susan Basil King is executive director of Wallen Education Partners.
What we were really interested in is homegrown talent. And if a student goes to college in the five-state area, they tend to stay in our community and work and live here.
Fostering the local workforce is part of Wallen's pitch to a growing list of corporate partners. Fortune 500 companies like General Mills and U.S. Bank now fund a crop of Wallen scholars each year and offer them paid summer internships. At U.S. Bank, 18-year-old Fatima Ahmad sits in a row of interns in the wealth management department, sifting through market data in an Excel spreadsheet.
I had no idea how to do this like 4 weeks ago, but they just sort of hand it to you and then guide you a little bit, and then you look up the rest on the internet.
Ahmad just finished her first year at the University of Minnesota. She's the daughter of Somali refugees, and with her long skirt and headscarf, she stands out in a sea of young white guys in collared shirts.
My summer has been filled with doing everything from marketing to data entry to analyzing revenue, and so being able to help on that is an experience that you don't get to have in college, per se.
Jenny Carlson is U.S. Bank's head of human resources. She says the hope is that students like Ahmad will work for the bank after they graduate. And more than 90% of Wallen scholars do graduate.
Diverse organizations make more money, are stronger, have better results, also have better working environments and more engaged employees.
She says the investment isn't philanthropy. It comes out of the bank's talent development budget.
For us, the customers of the future and our workforce need to match.
And right now, they don't. Despite its efforts, U.S. Bank is still predominantly white, especially at the top. Recruiting minority employees from out of state can be tough. After a few winters, a lot of people don't last. But out of the 4,000 Wallen scholars who've graduated since the program started, 80% are still living and working in the Twin Cities.
So this is the old First National Bank building.
One of them is Shayla Thacker, the student we met at the beginning of the story. She finished her degree in May and landed a full-time job training to be a commercial loan portfolio manager at U.S. Bank. Her office on the 22nd floor of the U.S. Bank Tower has a sweeping view of downtown St. Paul.
Then we have the Mississippi River that I can see throughout. So that's really cool.
Inside, she has pictures of her younger siblings. They're still at home with her mom, who's disabled and gets by on government assistance. Thacker helps pay for things like summer camp and school clothes.
They definitely help motivate me to kind of really push for success and be their example. So
Minnesota could have lost Thacker. She had planned to go to college out of state, but turned down Georgetown and Penn to go to the U of M.
The more time that I spend here, I see the more benefits of it, you know. I like to say that maybe one day I'll just get a winter home somewhere, but I can stay here for the rest of the time.
Just what Wynn Wallen was hoping for when he started this program in 1992. And he lived to see very directly the impact of his investment. When he was being treated for cancer 6 years ago at the end of his life, one of the doctors he met in the hospital had been a Wallen scholar. In the Twin Cities, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.